is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's always the worst when your favorite artist says, I'm going away for a while. Yeah. Although sometimes, in the cases of Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran, they don't go away.
No, they trick us.
They think they've gone away, yeah. But their music has not gone away. Like, Ed Sheeran has been away for, what, a year? I think.
He went away pre-pandemic. In September, September 2020, and then he came back in December. He came back in December, yeah. He came back 6 months earlier than he said he would.
Okay, yeah. But now he's gone again.
Yeah.
I think he's having a kid, right? They're having a kid.
He already had a kid, yeah.
They did have to see this as a thing. And, you know, with Ed, his music hasn't gone anywhere.
No.
So you're like, he's like, oh, the world needs a break from me. Well, you're going to have to go away a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
But there's some, and I'm cool with that. Go away, have your time. The person I don't want to go away is Cardi B.
I know.
And she's saying she wants to.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, Cardi B's annoying. I think Cardi B is one of the coolest people. If you follow her on Instagram, she's awesome.
She's hysterically
funny. She's a treat.
She said, I feel like at this point, it's like a timeline I created. And this is about her new album.
Yeah.
She's like, last year, I was like, I got to put out an album this year. But then I stopped working on my album out of nowhere because, you know, everybody made the whole COVID thing happen. And she said, I want to put in an album and I want a tour. And she's like, I got a week of making sure I handle all my business and making sure everything's good to go. And then I'm going to go away for a very, very long time to finish my album.
And you know what? When she says she's going to go away, I believe her.
I know. I don't like that, though.
No, I don't like it one bit.
I still think she'll be like popping around on Twitter every once in a while and just saying stuff.
I think she sticks her words and she's going to go away and make us work for her. Oh. You know what I mean?
Okay, because of the time that we're in, I've noticed Insta stories have become like one of my most important sources of entertainment.
Absolutely.
Insta stories and TikTok.
Yeah.
And if I don't have Chrissy Teigen showing me what she's cooking today.
Yeah.
If I don't have Cardi B saying some crazy stuff, like funny things about whatever she feels like talking about, I don't feel like my day's complete.
Yeah.
I am a 32-year-old man, and I am saying that.
You know what, though? You were proudly saying it, and I respect that.
I'm owning that.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you, Cardi.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Looks like a stay-at-home order is being announced today at 2 p.m., and this time, big box store restrictions are coming. Here's what we're expecting with today's announcement. All non-essential retail stores for all but curbside pickup are going to be basically, like, closed. So, like, all you can do is the curbside. Grocery stores and pharmacies would be permitted to stay open for customers to shop indoors. Big box retail stores would be restricted to selling only grocery and pharmacy items for in-person shopping. Everything else would be kind of like closed off. And garden centers are also going to be permitted to stay open with the weather getting warmer. All Toronto schools would be closed to in-person learning as well. So you only have to do it you'll only be able to do it online, pardon me, as of today. And that's for 2 weeks. So it's going to remain in place until April 18th. And then I think they'll kind of see what's going on after that. U.S. researchers have found that redheads have an extraordinarily high pain tolerance.
Tough. I like that.
The research found that cells that determine skin color are called melanocytes, nailed it.
There he is.
Play a large role in deciding how people experience pain.
We need to get a supercut of TJ trying to pronounce things.
I know.
Yeah,
we just start keeping track of this.
And then he looks at us to help him, like, this is my segment.
This is your story. Yeah.
You think I would learn to say the word first, but.
Sound it out before we get on the air.
But no, I like doing it on the air better. Way more fun that way.
Oh, God.
So those melanocytes play a large role in deciding how people experience pain. And because people with red hair have what they call faulty melanocytes, which is actually the reason they get sunburns a lot easier. It's also the same reason that they don't experience as much pain.
Warriors. I like that. Warriors. Yeah, they're tough, man. Yeah. All redheads I know are very tough.
A Kanye West documentary just got sold to Netflix for $30 million. Whew. The multi-part project will feature never-before-seen archive footage of Kanye and material 21 years in the making. It doesn't have a title yet, but it's supposed to debut on Netflix later this year. So I believe that means it's all filmed and edited and ready to go.
Fantastic. They're just
that's pretty cool.
Waiting for the rollout.
Very cool.
That'll be really, really interesting. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. And $100,000, yours. Easy to pronounce, by the way, $100,000. Destroy your debt. 8 o'clock. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You find your partner's diary, their journal, and they're not around, and it doesn't have a lock. Do you read it?
I do not.
We got a text at 999999 from a 647 number. I would really hope my husband would never read my journal. For me, it's very therapeutic, and I can only write into it. And I only really write it in after an argument or when I need to get my emotions out. He probably would not like what it has to say. When things are good, I don't need to write in my journal. So most of the time, it's just when, you know, I'm a little frustrated.
Makes sense.
You are not going to love this. 20% of people definitely would.
Whew.
And another 27% are saying, I'm not sure.
Undecided.
And then 63 say, absolutely no way, of which I would say 10% of those are lying.
So that's almost half of people.
Almost half are not, quote, not sure, which means you would.
Yeah.
And you're just too embarrassed to say it. 20% at least are honest.
Let me advise to not do it. And okay. I speak from personal experience.
Oh no. Story time with Jack.
Yeah. Someone read your journal?
Many, what's that?
Did someone read your journal? Or?
No, I read somebody's journal many years ago.
What's
like one of my first relationships, I was nosy. And I saw, and it was open. I didn't like open it, but I obviously had the choice whether or not to read it. And I chose to read it, and it completely changed our relationship.
What happened? What did you find out about
you? I just read it because there were some frustrations in the relationship, and I can't even remember specifically, but like her feelings were changing for me, and I saw it written down.
Oh,
sure.
No.
Yeah.
And
there was some feelings, I think, towards, or some curiosities, I should say, towards somebody else. And I read that, and it was my own fault. Like, I should have trusted her, and like, I've never done anything like that since, but I read it and it completely switched the dynamic of our relationship. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So don't do it, friends.
Oh man.
Like, don't do it. Yeah.
Oh wow.
21 and crying all the time.
Here's what I'm gonna do then, knowing that half of people will read my journal, is I'm just gonna leave it open in random places and write really nice things about people.
Mm.
So they think I'm just saying really positive,
TJ,
wonderful
that's
things.
Really manipulative.
Yeah.
It's just like, no.
Yeah. Wow. Don't read my journal in our office, Jax.
Yeah, but like everybody should have the right to, you know, get their thoughts out. It's like that text said, very therapeutic, but like mind your business.
Okay. So I do want to ask if, okay. I wondered if, like, are there any stories where that works out. It's the same with text messaging, right?
Yeah.
Like if you read your partner's texts without them knowing, like you go through their phone, I think that's pretty
I've had somebody do that to me, and I was just like, why? And they didn't really find anything, but I was like, why are you even in there?
Yeah.
Like it's like self-harm in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
what are you looking for?
Exactly. You're looking to get mad about something.
Okay,
yeah.
So 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. The question is, you read someone else's diary. How did it work out for you? I want to know if we can get one positive story. I know 20% said that they would. The other, you know, percentage said, 63 said they wouldn't. Yeah. And everybody else is like unsure. I haven't heard one story yet.
It doesn't.
Somebody reading someone else's diary where it's been like, and it made our relationship so much better. Right?
Mm.
But maybe I'm wrong. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with The Weeknd.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, 20% of people would go through your diary if they found it. By the way, do you guys keep a diary? Anybody in the room keep a diary?
I have a gratitude journal, and this is not a bit. I actually do. And I keep it because you're supposed to put down like three things that you're grateful for every night. The problem is when you're having a good run, you don't write anything down. And then when you're having a bad run, you don't feel like writing anything down. So I never write my journal is what I'm saying.
Jax, what about you?
I do a lot of writing on my computer, like in my notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Producer Jesse, do you have a journal?
I used to use an app called Evernote. I used to journal there. Yeah, it was very handy.
Do you guys find it useful? Because I've never done it.
You haven't?
Never.
It's so good.
Not interesting.
One of the first things that my therapist said to me was like, start writing.
Really?
It's so therapeutic. Yeah,
it would be great for you too, Adam, because I always found it was good to get all of your thoughts out of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So just whatever it is, you just write down whatever's in there. It's like, oh, tomorrow I got to do this on the show, and I have to do this after the show, and then I have to do blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then you can finally fall asleep.
I don't know. I think I got diapers to change, man.
No,
I don't know where you guys
journal.
Get the time for
it. Takes that's 2 seconds. You make the time for it. That's why I write it on my phone. I see you on your Twitter app all the time.
I'm venting about the Leafs. Hop off
Twitter and then just write down a few thoughts.
Right. That's a form of a journal.
Fair enough. Okay, so what are the texts saying?
Listen, if you think reading someone's journal is a good idea, I'm here to tell you it's definitely not.
I didn't think so.
I want to read you my favorite story that was texted in from the 647. When I was in first year university, I did a bad, and my friend left me with her phone, and I saw messages between her and our other friend who were talking bad about me and my relationship at the time. To put it in a radio-friendly way, they said, quote, all they do is fight and do it. Definitely did not make our friendship better.
That sounds like a university relationship, by the way.
It does.
Your first love is like, it's like you fall in love, crazy, passionate love. And then and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, I don't actually like you.
Yeah. You just argue about why your phone died while you were out.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know, babe.
Is that just me? Nothing.
Why are you mad?
Oh my God.
It was at 60% when I left. And then died at the bar. Sorry.
Did you actually have to say that?
I need to know more about this.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a real story. What happened?
I dated somebody and we fought about everything all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And your phone died at the bar?
I didn't charge my phone before we went out. And this is back when the iPhone used to have a really, really bad battery life.
Yeah.
Before it was just a bad battery life.
Oh, God.
And it died when we were out and I came home at 2. And then we both agreed that, like, we would just go back to this one, my buddy's place. And then when she got there, she's like, what happened to your phone? And then we actually had a full on, like, heated discussion about why my phone died at
the bar. I'm sure that draft beer really helped that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was definitely articulate.
Yeah.
And I was
very reasonable.
Yeah.
Wow. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Looks like a stay-at-home order is being announced today at 2 p.m. And this time, looks like some big box store restrictions are coming. Here's what we're expecting with today's announcement. All non-essential retail stores are closed for all but curbside pickup. The big box retail stores would be restricted to selling only grocery and pharmacy items for in-person shopping. Of course, grocery stores and pharmacies would still be permitted to stay open for customers to shop indoors. Garden centers will also be permitted to stay open as the weather gets warmer. And it looks like this could be in place for about 4 weeks. That part's still up in the air. 2 o'clock this afternoon is when they're making the announcement, and we'll have a better idea of what's happening. Also, all Toronto schools will be closed for in-person learning as of today. It'll remain closed up to and including Sunday, April 18th, so 2 weeks. If you regret a one-night stand, it won't stop you from having one in the future. Mm-hmm. This is according to a new study out of Norway that says that regretting a one-night stand doesn't actually stop men or women from having more or less one-night stands in the future. In other words, you're either a one-night stand person or you're not, and no amount of regret will change that. They said that this can apply to other things in life, too, besides one-night stands. So if there's anything you can stop yourself from doing, regret isn't the way to do it.
You know, regret and shame is interesting because it just dissipates, and then you want more, you know? So you just go back to it. Go back to the well. Why not?
Well, yeah. Especially if it's late and you've had too much. And
that's exactly what they
say. Why not try again?
The key is don't stay over. That's the key.
Oh, don't, like,
don't stay over.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Don't stay over. I'm just telling you.
3 a.m. Ubers are kind of a dark place.
It's better than waking up with somebody you don't know.
That's true. These scientists say it all comes down to personality. So when you're in the mood, you'll do the same thing again. An official Avicii biography is coming this fall, which is bizarre. April 20th will mark the 3-year anniversary since the passing of Avicii. It's going to recap Tim Bergling's life and everything that kind of happened before. Because it's coming out in North America on November 16th. I lost my place in the story, and I panicked because I'm like, this is a really powerful thing, and I should not be struggling as much as I am, but I am.
Okay.
So Tim, the official biography of Avicii, will tell Bergling's life story through interviews with his family, friends, and collaborators.
Cool. This will be great.
The book paints an honest picture of Tim and his search in life, not shying away from the difficulties that he struggled with.
I bet you can't wait for that book to come out.
I powered my way through, and that's the most important thing.
You know what? I hope TJ's at the book signing. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, it's going to be me there. That's what's trending on TJ.
TJ and the author trying to pronounce the title. Now, let's remind you, too, that was $100,000, 5 minutes, okay? So, destroy your debt, keyword, 9 a.m., Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
This one's going to be good. Because it has to do with your boss. By the way, I've always wanted to be at the level in a company where I get to book my own vacation time and not ask anyone. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I know there are people that can do that because you reach a certain management level and you're like,
here I am.
Now, guys, I can go whenever I want. Not there yet. Okay. Producer Jesse, What do we got on this email?
We'll give her fake name Lisa. She says, I have a small business and we're able to get most of our supplies from Costco. So once a week, I'll leave in the middle of the day and tell my coworkers I'm doing a Costco run and I'll be back ASAP. But when I get to Costco, it's just too tempting to peruse the merch and pick a few things up for myself. I picked up everything from groceries and clothes to patio furniture. Gotta love Costco. I wouldn't feel so bad if it was just stuff I could leave in my car. But I cannot leave Costco without a rotisserie chicken or bagged milk that I have to then bring into work and store in the office fridge for all to see.
They do have good chicken.
I tell myself it's okay because I'm the boss, but I swear I can feel my coworkers' eyes boring in the back of my head as I load up the fridge. I'm not a bad person, am I? Hope you can be my moral police and help me figure this one out.
Ooh. I'm going to say not a bad person. Life is hard enough. You got some free time. You're out at Costco anyway, grabbing things. Who are you harming? You're not using the company. You're using your money.
Hope you enjoyed your runs because you can't buy anything in Costco anymore as of tomorrow.
No more chicken.
I had a boss once tell me, your job is not your life. It's how you make your living. Right?
I don't know if this applies.
But it's really catchy. And I really hope that that is remembered when I end up winning Am I a Bad Person?
Jax.
She feels bad about it. She knows that there's something wrong with it, so I'm going to go with bad person because she knows in her gut that it's not a good move. I get why it would be okay, especially, you know, you shouldn't be out more than you should, but I'm going to go with bad person. You're doing something wrong. You feel it in your gut. You're contacting a radio station, so obviously you feel bad about it.
No question. I think anybody on Am I a Bad Person feels a little bit guilty. Yeah. And the question is whether you should or not.
Just anxiety.
Now, I would agree with TJ if she wasn't so bait about it. Like, are you, the reason you feel guilty, the reason you're contacting us is because you feel like a bad person, because deep down, you know that all these people have to go to Costco and line up with everybody after work, right? Because it's hard. So I'm going to say bad person because you're not sneaky enough about it. Be sneakier. Come on.
But she wants to get milk.
I'm speaking in terms of the grand scheme, too. Like,
then bring a cooler and keep your milk in the cooler. Okay. It's also winter. It's like, what was it? Up until this week, it was like 5 degrees outside. That's refrigerator weather.
No.
She is not a bad person. Just like if she sent somebody else to Costco to go get stuff and they also grab things for their home, they are also not a bad person.
So.
Does that make sense?
416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Do you have any other business things for us?
I was going to say, your job is not your life. Like, what?
Hey, we're all working for the weekend. How about this one? Ooh, you got to punch in the punch out.
No, there it is.
That's a good one.
What do you think?
What?
Is she a bad person? Bad boss? It's Regard, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
You're the boss. You make the schedule, right? Maybe. Producer Jesse, can you please explain?
So Lisa runs a small business and her business gets their supplies from Costco. So once a week, Lisa goes out to Costco and gets all the supplies for the business. But during the workday, she does it. And at the same time, she'll pick up like groceries for herself and she brings them back to the office and puts them in the fridge. And she's wondering if she's a bad person for doing this because everybody looks at her and judges her.
Now, Jax and I say bad person mostly because like, don't get caught doing that.
No,
TJ says
no,
good person.
That's not why I agree.
And we've got, okay, fine. But we have a person on the phone. Victoria, please tell us what you think because you agree with TJ.
I don't think so. I mean, in my job, there's way too many opportunities to do semi the wrong thing. Like, we have company cars and company gas cars, and the gas cars can only go in those vehicles, and everything matches up that way. And you kind of, I just always think of it as if it would make a headline, like if you were to, like, if it was a company email and everybody got to see, like, what was the equation of what you took? Because, like, she's just stealing time, right? In theory, it's just, like, time theft.
I like this a lot. Keep going. This is good.
So, like, if you calculated out how much she's really taking, what, if she spends, like, 20 extra minutes there and she makes how much an hour, like, you kind of rock it out. And you're like, if there's an email that went out that so-and-so took, you know, $6 a month or whatever it is, no one would turn their head.
That is still theft, you know, right? Like,
everyone's just upset because they don't get to do it.
Yeah, yes. Straight up, I am upset.
Because she's doing something wrong. They're just jealous. Like, I had a neighbor who got mad at me for, like, parking in a spot on the street, and he's like, you can't park there. I was like, well, I can. And he's just upset that he's not parking there. He's not worried that I'm going to get a ticket.
Right.
So I think it's kind of like that same sort of theory. They're just upset that they can't do it, and they would do it in a heartbeat if she sent them the groceries.
Exactly.
So, I don't think so. I think she just feels bad because she's a good person who's in a position of power, and it's hard to be in that place.
Well, listen, if you're going to have a position of power, why not abuse it?
As official, as
no,
that's exactly right. Listen, as the as a fellow anxiety bird, she's just worried about other people's opinions of her doing something that she anybody else would do a thousand times over, and she needs to not worry.
100%. I'm the exact same way. I'm more concerned what everyone else is thinking. She's just overthinking it.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Okay, a couple last minute votes before we get to the results on this story.
Lisa runs her own business, and once a week she has to go get supplies from Costco. And once a week when she does it, she also picks up her groceries and sometimes even patio furniture.
Huh.
And she has to bring them back to work and store them. And the rest of her employees, they judge her for it. So she's wondering if she's a bad person.
Now, Jax and I say bad person. I say it's because, hey, listen, don't get caught. Jax, you say?
It's because she obviously feels bad about it, so it's probably not the best move.
And TJ, you think it's a good person.
Yeah, I say not a bad person.
And we have somebody else who agrees with you. Go ahead. Agrees with Jax and I. What did you want to say about the Costco membership?
The Costco membership is under her business's name.
Right.
So it's not something that she should be taking advantage
yeah.
of.
It's not personal. Right? It's not personal account. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, TJ.
It's a business account.
That grainy photo at the back is just her business's logo. It's not her face.
You know what, though?
That's right.
Are you guys going to sit here and tell me you haven't taken things from work before?
Oh, I took toilet paper from our radio station in Halifax. At Virgin Radio Halifax, I took it. Because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally took toilet. Yeah, for sure.
Jax?
Not once. Not once.
So if we go through your home, there's not going to be one thing with a Virgin Radio logo on it.
You
there's not going to be
away.
Pens.
You know what? The government says you can't come in my house, so get away from me.
Doesn't say my drone can't.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Hey, thanks so much.
In news,
yeah.
TJ's got a drone.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, I don't yet, but I'm going to get one and use it to go through Jax's stuff.
What do we have in the text?
From the 289. Not a bad person. We spend more time at work than anywhere, and almost everyone is underpaid. You're already out doing errands and running around. Might as well knock off a few things off your list for your day. Maybe then you can actually relax instead of feeling like you have to play catch-up during your home life. Love that. Another one from the 705. Those kind of people are always do as I say, not do as I do. Mm-hmm. People like that are just so annoying and enjoy the power. Bad person, 100%.
Whoa. Okay,
you have just met someone who does not like their boss.
What was the hint? Why would you think that?
Yeah, they seem like a really nice person. They're just like trying to get things done.
Another one from the 647. Not a bad person. If she is the boss, chances are she doesn't take lunches or breaks, so this would justify it as their lunch break.
And listen, let's just put this out there, and I hate to bring it back to this because we're trying to ignore the BS pandemic thing that we're dealing with right now. But a small business owner in this climate, like we're saying,
honey, do what you need to do.
Bad person, but really.
Yeah. It's like bad person in quotes.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And I would say, all I said was just don't get caught, man. Come on. Yeah. Now, producer Jesse, the results are in.
We're looking at 74% of people saying not a bad person.
Oh, look at that. Once again, proving I'm a pillar of morality on this show. You're welcome.
Jax.
Yeah.
What do you think we would do without TJ to tell us how to be good?
Yeah. A life of crime, really.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's
before you met me, you were a child criminal, weren't you?
You kind of were, yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Looks like a stay-at-home order is being announced today at 2 p.m., and this time it's going to be for about 4 weeks,
Yay.
They're speculating. There's going to be some more restrictions. Here's what we're expecting with today's announcement. All non-essential retail stores are going to be closed except for curbside pickup. Big box retail stores will be restricted to selling only grocery and pharmacy items for in-person shopping. Everything else will be roped off. Grocery stores and pharmacies will be permitted to stay open for customers to shop indoors, and garden centers will also be permitted to stay open as the weather gets warmer. Also announced yesterday, all Toronto schools will be closed to in-person learning as of today, and that's going to remain closed up to and including Sunday, April 18th, and then they're going to figure out what's happening after that. New research out of the U.S. found that redheads have an extraordinarily high pain tolerance. And then the research found that the cells that determine skin color, called melanocytes, play a large role in deciding how people experience pain. And they found that people with red hair who have what they call faulty melanocytes, which is actually the reason they get sunburned so easily, is also the same reason they don't experience as much pain.
Hmm.
So if you're ever going to get in a fist fight and somebody has red hair, just turn and run because they're tough. And that's what this study has taught us all.
Warriors.
Yeah. A Kanye West documentary just sold to Netflix for $30 million. It's a multi-part project which will feature never-before-seen archive footage of Kanye and 21 years in the making. The project does not have a title and it's reportedly set to debut on Netflix later this year, meaning that they already have it all filmed for the most part and edited. They just have to release it.
I cannot wait to see that. That's going to be really, really good.
Really interesting stuff. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Yeah, I think the college dropout Kanye is the one that we seem to know the least about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there wasn't paparazzi following him around all the time. And he was this guy that's, what did he say? He spent 3 summers basically inside learning how to make beats. He's never, he doesn't know how to play any instruments or anything like that. Like, I'm very curious to see this. Because all we hear is it's the Kim Kardashian Kanye West thing. We don't get the early Kanye. And that
back
guy.
Back when he had jaw surgery and he didn't think he could rap again. Like, there's a bunch of stuff from back then. Yeah.
Can't wait to see that. That'll be really, really good. And thank God something's new is coming to Netflix because I don't know if we're ever going to be able to shoot anything again.
Oof.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio without you. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Google Smart Home Mini up for grabs if you can tell us who's going to win this game. The game producer, Jesse, is...
You guys are going to be playing The Masked Singer because tonight on...
CTV!
At 8 p.m. you can watch The Masked Singer.
Now, it's really important that you submit your entries now. Is it Jax that's going to win this? Is it TJ that's going to win this? Or is it me, Adam Wilde, that's going to win this? Because we're closing submissions as soon as the first one goes.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, producer.
So we're going to play the song, and then everybody can just chime in. First person to get who the celebrity that is singing.
Say our name?
No, just yell out who's singing.
Okay.
All right. And then if you can't get it, I'll start giving hints.
Okay.
Make it a little easier. Play the first song.
We love you for watching this evening, but this is for New York.
Wendy Williams.
Young and pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. TJ,
TJ,
correct.
I'm impressed.
I know my Wendy Williams.
All right. Williams. You want to hear a little bit of it? Or?
No.
But you're no lady talking that street talk.
She's so New York, Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Street talk.
You know, that's funny.
Wow.
That's
all good right. Okay. Celebrity number two.
Someone told me long ago. There's a calm before the storm. I know.
He did this as a rap. He's a 90s TV dad.
Bob Saget.
Correct.
Wow. He's pretty good.
Damn.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Not bad. A little. No, it's not like. This is not a game for me. But I'm gonna. That's why I said don't vote for me. All right. So Jackson, TJ have one. I have nothing.
All right. Celebrity number three.
Baby, can't you see? Calling a guy like you.
Frankie Grande.
Incorrect.
Sounds like
him. Nick Carter.
Wow, Jack.
Yeah.
Wow. That's correct.
Wow.
Back in the day, I used to want Nick Carter, and I knew everything about his voice.
This is Nick Carter.
Let's have a listen.
Wow.
He sounded completely different last time.
Gonna pick up here. I just want to hear this. I want to hear this breakdown.
I like Bob Saget better.
Yeah. Bob Saget, CCR. All right, all right. Next
one. 2 points for Jax, 1 TJ, 0 Adam.
All right.
Singer number 4.
Yeah! I like big buttons again. I lie. You are the one who's can't deny.
This is a politician.
Oh, Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin, correct.
Ooh.
Sarah Palin?
Yes. How could you not tell?
Why are we giving her opportunity? Get out of here.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You gotta appease conservative white America.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, who's watching the show? Let's be honest.
Where's the lie?
True.
Can't find it.
All right, number 5.
All right, singer number 5. Let's go.
I just lost my husband. I don't know where.
YouTuber.
JoJo Siwa?
JoJo Siwa.
Well done, Adam.
Hey, Adam.
I was going to say Ryan's Toy Reviews.
Nice.
All right. Okay. Not bad. Just not bad. All right. All right.
Love JoJo
Siwa. All right. This is our last celebrity. Okay. Jax and TJ both have 2. Adam has 1.
Adam can play spoiler.
All right. Here we
play
go.
Play it.
The minute you walked in the joint. I could tell you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
good looking, so refined.
Who is
wouldn't
this?
You like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get
Lionel Richie.
Incorrect.
I don't fool around with every man.
I know this voice.
Yeah.
I know this voice.
Idris Elba?
Incorrect. Think of the ocean.
Think of the ocean?
Think of the ocean. Think of Batman. I believe.
You believe? Man.
His name is something in the water.
Frank
Ocean.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
CDs at the zoo?
CDs at the zoo.
Zebra.
Incorrect. A water animal.
Jeff Seahorse.
He kisses Seal. Roses.
Seal.
Seal.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Man. Well,
Kiss from a Rose from Batman,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The best Batman of all time. The one was Val Kilmer.
That is a deep cut. That was hard.
Can I say it's cheating on The Masked Singer if you bring on a person who's objectively great at singing?
Yeah.
He's Seal.
All I right. would never have known that Jax from his voice, though.
Yeah, so Jax, if you pick Jax, congratulations
you know
to
what?
You.
Thanks, guys. It's a sunny day, isn't
Jax
it?
Jax is going to pick one of the people, maybe you, who texted in Jax's name. If you're texting now, we know, okay? We're on to you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
At 2 o'clock today, we're getting a pretty ugly lockdown order. We all know it, right? And, you know, the statistics are grim and everything. So we thought we would counter that with a all-new rankings on your favorite comfort food. The food that makes you feel good.
Yes.
We're obsessed with food on this show. And every time we talk about food, you are too. So it's great.
Yeah,
and we want your top three comfort. These are the foods you go to eat when you need to feel comfortable or happy again. Text them to us at 999-999, or you can call them in at 416-872-9999. Let's start with...
Boys, I've pulled this one a few times in the pandemic. I call up my friends at Big Slice on St. Clair, and I make sure no one's around because I need to get messy with some chicken fettuccine, and I need my curtains closed, and I need to be alone. And when it's like, there's been some grim times, and I've always gone to that, and it's like,
It's oof.
What about you, TJ?
Do you make out with the fettuccine?
None of your business, Adam.
I want some of this fettuccine. Number three for me, 2-bite brownies. They're simple, they're delicious, and you can never just stop at 3 or 4 bags of them. And they remind me of a simpler time, because when I was but a young lad, that was my go-to. I would always beg my parents to buy a bag of 2-bite brownies, and every once in a while they would, and I would mow them before we would get home from the grocery store.
So good. So
delicious. Adam? Okay.
Now, for me, number three is going to be a chocolate chip cookie.
Really?
Now, there is a few different types of chocolate chip cookies around. Craig's Cookies.
Oh.
They made mini egg chocolate chip cookies.
I know. I've never actually had Craig's Cookies. I need to get into it.
You need to. The thing with Craig's Cookies is they're so good that you try to eat another one, you're like, this was a mistake.
Really?
There is just, it's a lot. It's very rich, but it's delicious. Now, the one I can't get enough of from like the store, PC Decadent chocolate chip.
Oh, they know how to make a cookie.
That's
hallelujah.
A
That is so good. So that is my number three.
Frozen lasagna from Shoppers.
What?
Yep, that's what I'm going.
Okay.
Full size, baby. Full size. I find comfort in anything that's really cheesy and anything that'll put me in a food coma afterwards. Again, with this one, I need to be alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two for me, Jax, kind of along the same lines. A big old plate of spaghetti with a mountain of Parmesan cheese. And I'm not talking about gourmet spaghetti that you get from a really fancy restaurant. I'm talking about the really gnarly kind that I make at home. I find the cheapest ground beef I can find. I grab whatever noodles are on sale, and I get a jar of Classico pasta sauce.
The one with
Italian sausage.
Yes.
It's got peppers and onions in it.
Yeah.
Ooh. A little garlic powder, a little Italian seasoning. My girlfriend hates it because I make it like once a week, and it is absolute favorite thing.
My number two is going to be buffalo wings and fries with a crispy pint.
Oh,
now this is something TJ and I used to do. We used to invite Jax and Jesse to this all the time. They never came, but The thing is that I'm sure they'll come now because nobody's going to turn down any plans
in the
future.
You guys just get drunk and eat so many wings. That's and Jesse true. And I just didn't come.
Well, we would watch Everly, too.
Yeah, sure. Everly. My daughter used to come, too, and she'd just sleep in the cart and we would, you know, get lit up and eat some drinks. But one day, TJ and I will be able to return to our basement haunt, that's which right. is the Firkin at the Flatiron Building. That is our that was yep. our place. Yeah. Neither of us live in the area anymore.
Nope.
We used to. But one day we that's will return bar. To our bar.
That's
have
our cheers.
Fun, boys.
And we
have
will
fun.
And we will watch them feed the doggies through the window. Yep. That's what they do.
Oh,
it's very nice.
Big dreams here. Big dreams. Gentlemen. Foot-long Subway sub in my bed.
Describe. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Here
so we're talking about a 12-inch turkey breast, Italian herb and cheese, everything except for olives. We don't do light mayo anymore.
Subway, oh, why?
Because Subway stopped selling it.
Because Subway took it away.
Yeah, so that stop you from getting mayo?
No, so now I get extra regular mayo.
There it is.
But boys, excuse me, I'm also going to get some ranch.
Ooh. Mixing the sauces.
Saucy gal. Yeah, I'll just like eat it and then fall asleep.
In your bed.
Yeah.
No crumbs?
Oh, no, I don't crumbs do crumbs. Everywhere. I'll get the vacuum out, clean it up, and then I'll finish it.
I don't do crumbs. TJ.
Number one, it's pizza.
Really?
It's always been pizza. And I know a lot of people will say, I love pizza. No, you don't. Not like I love pizza. I could literally eat pizza every single day. And I know that because I've dated people who said, yeah, let's do pizza every day as a joke. Day three, they're tapping out. I'm not. I'm going strong.
Didn't you have a cat named Pizza, too?
I had a cat named Pizza at one point. Her full name was Pizza Party.
Yeah.
And I tried to order one this morning.
Yeah, you
legitimately,
did.
I said to you guys
Uber
out loud,
Eats this morning.
Let's order a pizza.
It's a
let's
sad
do
day,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did you guys say?
Said no.
Because nobody loves pizza as much as I do.
Producer Jesse's words were, it's 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go with my number one. And Jax, I'm going to steal a phrase from Jax. This is Jax's branded, trademarked phrase, a comfort sam. A comfortable sandwich. Now, Jax already mentioned hers, but I like to make mine. We start with an onion bun.
Yep. Yum.
Thick onion bun, okay? We got mayo. We got mustard. You got to mix the tangy and the deliciousness together, okay? Yep. Really important. And it's got to be the real mayonnaise, none of that Miracle Whip stuff, okay?
There it is. There's my guy.
Turkey, cheddar, mayo, mustard.
Oh.
Little salt, little pepper.
Yum.
Okay, that sounds delicious.
Might even have a second one because that's how comfortable
Stop
I want to be.
Stop it.
Would you put a tomato on it?
No.
No.
Wow.
No. Are you looking to get soggy?
No.
Come on,
I will take
TJ.
A tomato and lettuce and put it in a salad.
Yeah.
I don't like tomatoes and lettuce on my sandwich.
I like a crunch, though.
I don't. I want it comfortable. So I want it comfortable as my sheets.
I don't want to go too far, but maybe, Adam, when this pandemic's over, you could make me a comfort sandwich. We could lay together.
Do you want to have a... Hey, Jack, whose
watch?
Bed do you want to lay in while we eat our sandwiches?
Come over to mine.
Where am I during all this?
You're eating pizza alone.
Eating pizza.
All right.
Hit us up. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. We're talking comfort food because we need to feel good about something. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, we're doing this one based on your comfort food because we all know that bad announcement's going to come at like 2 or 3 this afternoon where it's like, yeah, we're all in lockdown again.
Yay.
Stay-at-home orders, all of that. And, you know, it's not going to be fun to hear, but we got to look at the light side. We're counterbalancing here with the comfort food that makes you feel really good.
The indulgent side.
So, we have got some unbelievable ideas that in my whole life I would never think about at 999-999.
From the 905, sorry. I want to start. Well, you said a unique one, so I want to find a unique one. From 905, Kaiser bun, Havarti cheese, Black Forest ham, Lay's plain chips on top. Mmm.
I love a sandwich. Like, sandwiches
are great. They do
sandwich.
Not get enough love. They're amazing.
They really don't. From the 647, number three for me is a Starbucks chocolate chip cookie warmed up. Number two, a slice of pizza from Pizza Pizza. And number one, McDonald's fries.
Mm.
Come on.
McChicken sauce?
Ooh.
In McChicken sauce? I've never
been yes! That. Have you ever lived?
No,
you have to have the French fries and a little bit of dip. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Or just mayonnaise, whatever.
My number one go-to meal is ground beef mixed with Kraft dinner and whole corn all mixed together.
Oh, yeah. It's like a hodgepodge.
That wouldn't be for me.
Yeah. Really?
No?
Yeah,
that
me.
Sounds delicious.
No, that's it. I love macaroni and cheese, but it's perfect. don't touch it.
No. Well, you know I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
I used to put boiled hot dogs in my
car. My dad used to do that.
But
too.
He would put it to the side, so you'd have the option to add it, but you didn't have to put it
fine
in.
Fine dining with Adam. Yeah. Yes.
Big deal back in Scarborough.
From the 647, number 3, Taco Bell. Ooh, there's nothing comfortable about that.
Real talk, sometimes I eat Taco Bell, again, alone, but I'll have Taco Bell days that I just don't talk about. I love Taco Bell.
I do, too.
Where is there a Taco Bell?
At the Dufferin Mall, my love. Yeah. Right outside of it. Yeah, that's the only one. There used to be one on Queen, down the road from
there's nothing
Queen
out
West.
East. There's no Taco Bell. We have everything else, but we've not, Leslieville Beaches area. There's nothing.
There's not a lot of either. Burger King's. There's a Burger King in the West End.
Yeah,
right on King, but there's not a lot of Burger King's.
I love Burger King.
Me too.
I love it all. number 2 was a stuffed crust Little Caesars pizza.
Ooh.
Love a stuffed crust.
They do stuffed crust.
Yeah. Mm. And number 1, mac and cheese, preferably homemade. I don't like homemade mac and cheese.
We're not doing this.
I know. It's
you
weird.
You are so weird.
From the 416, grilled cheese with a tomato soup and a side of dill pickles.
Oh, is it fall already? Yum.
Yeah.
Yum, that's
to me watching football on a Sunday and ooh, love.
Last one here, a good saucy burrito filled with everything except onions. Other than that, you will be in heaven.
Yeah, here's the thing with burritos with onions. If they're not cooked onions, it's the worst.
Yeah?
If they're cooked onions, it's really good. But I don't want that. You know that raw onion taste?
I love raw onions.
Do you?
I would eat one like an apple, absolutely.
No
way! Yes. Hey, yep. Jax is an ogre. Shrek reference. You're welcome. Hey, it's Virgin Radio.
That's it for us today, thankfully.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.